Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 9 subpoenas and 10 interview requests this week, a sign that the possible impeachment of Biden is gearing up. The Kentucky congressman on Fox News last night.
We're going to be asking around 24 people that have a great deal of knowledge about just exactly what the Bidens were doing and who the people were that were wiring the money from the foreign countries to the Bidens. We're going to be talking to every one of them and trying to connect the dots with the evidence we've already accumulated, which is primarily bank records.
Forbes is reporting Hunter Biden's net worth, $285 million. Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia will not seek a re-election next year. The Democrat made the announcement on social media yesterday afternoon. He called it one of the toughest decisions of his life, but he's not getting out of politics. Manchin said he plans to travel around the country to see if there's an interest in creating a new movement of mobilizing the middle in politics and bringing Americans together. The mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine last month that left 18 people dead is going to be investigated by an independent commission. It will be a 7-member commission, and they will have the authority to look at all aspects of the shooting, including how the gunman was able to do what he did despite showing obvious warning signs regarding his mental health. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a resolution to initiate the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The resolution alleges that Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors with his actions at the U.S. southern border. Green says she expects a vote next week. Semper Fi, my brothers and sisters. The U.S. Marine Corps turns 102 years old today. USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Still with no word on an endorsement this presidential election cycle, President Biden is spending more time with the United Auto Workers in Illinois yesterday.
President Biden is commending the reopening of a Stellantis plant as a crucial component of the fresh labor agreement between automakers and the United Auto Workers Union. Speaking with union workers in Belvidere, Illinois, Biden referred to it as a momentous achievement.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry, and now the auto companies were doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
He lauded the historic UAW contract negotiated with the three major automakers. The new deal encompasses substantial wage hikes and robust job safeguards. I'm John Schaefer.
A cyber attack has forced the world's largest bank to trade using a USB thumb drive. The New York office of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China was hit with a ransomware attack yesterday. Hackers got into their system and made it unable to clear U.S. Treasury trades. The bank had to use messengers carrying USB drives to complete transactions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to conquer Gaza at the end of the war between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. In a Fox interview, Netanyahu said Israel is not looking to govern Gaza and will have to find a civilian government that will lead their people. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, while the Middle East stays on fire there with Israel and Hamas, the smoke is still residing and dissipating slowly but surely after the GOP debate in Miami. Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst, and she is nothing like any one of the two with three-inch heels on the stage that reflect the heart of Dick Cheney. What a great line. That was so hysterical.
Truly. I have to confess, I didn't watch the entire debate because I didn't know that I had a conflict, so I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But it does not seem as any really important debates were settled in that discussion. But look, you know, I think people need to figure out who can actually win an election, right, mm-hmm. Bill? I mean, at this point, we need somebody to emerge who does not have enormous negatives, who has a reasonable position on abortion, which will appeal to the majority of the country, who has executive leadership history and capability. And obviously, Nikki Haley satisfies all of those things. I must say, the more I talk to people, the more I think she is the number two choice. And I say number two only because everyone sort of assumes that Donald Trump will be the candidate. It's hard for it to envision how he won't be at this point. But, you know, we have, as somebody said over the weekend or whatever, polls are polls and votes are votes.
Exactly.
And, you know, it turns out they're not quite aligned.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, Vivek, you know, right off the bat, you missed this as well. I mean,
statement. No, I saw
That was fire. I mean, it was like, hey, we're a bunch of losers. And Ronna McDaniel ought to come up here, I'll relent my time, and she can, you know, resign in front of everybody. But his point about who do they have there? You know, Lester Holt and, what's her name? The anchor from NBC. I can't remember her name. Suddenly escapes me. Forgive me. But anyway, you know, she was pushing the Russian collusion narrative on Donald Trump. They have her, but he brought up a great point. Why don't you have Elon Musk? Why don't you have Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson doing the debate? And he's exactly right. There would have been 10 times the audience had those three shown up.
Yeah,
but instead,
no, I agree.
You know,
my guess is that none of those, well, I don't know, Joe Rogan might have been up to the task, but I'm not sure any of those people would want to take on hurting these cats. I mean, you saw the Fox News and then the Fox business anchors try to do it. It's a horrible job, and nobody has done it well, in my view. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that.
I'll tell you, of the three, believe it or not, you know, people can be critical, and it was NBC and that. I get that. You know, like he said, Vivek said it would be like asking, you know, Greg Gutfeld to be a moderator for a Democratic debate. Not going to happen. But nonetheless, I thought overall it was I thought it was a little bit better than the two previous in terms of some of its fairness, but I thought they avoided some things that they needed to ask relative to Joe Biden, because for some reason, I don't know what it is, but they have to get their messaging together to realize that, you know, ultimately, like you said, they're running against Joe Biden.
I agree 100%. And it's easy for us to say that and mm-hmm. criticize these guys for not being on the same message. But remember, they have to distinguish themselves, right? They're trying yes. to come out with policies and statements and messages that aren't exactly like the next guy. And I do not envy any of the candidates this year, really, because they're all running right now against Donald Trump. And yet,
Donald Trump's policies are
extremely popular with Republican voters. So mm-hmm. how do you distinguish yourself from Donald Trump? The way you do it is you just are very honest. You say, look, I don't bring with me into this campaign the baggage that Donald Trump does, number one. Number two, he can only be president for 4 years. It's going to take more than 4 years to undo the mess that Democrats have made of our country. So give me the chance, whether it's Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or whoever, give me the chance to have 8 years to solve these problems. And I will swear to you that I will go back to the Trumpian policies that worked on the border, that worked in the economy, and so forth. That is the way I think you distinguish yourself here. You're honest with the American voter, because guess what? I mean, people aren't stupid. I think when those caucus voters in Iowa or the primary voters in New Hampshire go to vote, they need to be mindful that President Trump only can serve for 4 more years. And I think that's a problem. It does make his VP choice extremely important.
Exactly.
We don't know who he's talking about for there, but that VP will be the natural. I mean, he has to learn from Joe Biden's experience, where now he's trapped. Democrats are trapped because Kamala Harris is such a god-awful VP. And they cannot have, you know, sort of the natural succession where Joe Biden steps aside and Kamala Harris is the obvious choice.
No doubt about it. I mean, every job that they've given her, she's MIA, whether it's the border. And, of course, now she's in charge of the Islamophobia. She's the czar of Islamophobia.
Yeah.
Right?
God. Oh, gosh.
Lord have mercy. I mean, and then, of course, AI, you know, and AI, you know, AI has two letters in it, an A and an I, and it stands for artificial. Oh, my gosh. She brain bruises me.
It's true. Oh, my word. Republicans have done a pretty good job of posting all these bizarre segments of her behavior where she just cackles for no reason whatsoever and says completely ludicrous things. I hope that no one could ever kind of compile clips of me on television saying completely dumb things and cackling about them. Because,
we all can be subject to that, right? Exactly.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Pretty awful. Anyway, Republicans have got to get their act together. Look, going after Ronna McDaniel, by the way, she came out and said, hey, you know, I'm not in charge of state races. Maybe Vivek Ramaswamy doesn't know that because he's new to the Republican Party, which I thought was a funny jab. But Ramaswamy's attack on her does echo with a lot of people are saying about the in general feeling that Republicans are behind the eight ball on ballot harvesting, on mail-in voting. Some of this is Donald Trump's fault because he has made a point over and over again of vote on election day. Don't trust your vote to mail-in ballots. Well, we're getting killed on mail-in ballots. And guess what? Not everybody shows up on election day. If it's cold and rainy, they're not going to be there. So that is a terrible message. I mean, I saw somewhere where he was saying, I don't know when this was, maybe it was in the last cycle, you know, don't worry about your vote. We have plenty of votes. Make sure you do that. You know, go watch the polls or something.
Oh, wow.
No, we do not have plenty of votes.
No, you've got to stay aggressive. And, you know, and I think this, in a sense, was Vivek's point about utilizing TikTok. That's where the voters are at. Yes, it's attached to China and all that other stuff, but you got to level out the playing field, because I'll guarantee you this. Have you asked the Democrats if they're using or not using TikTok?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, for right now, until you really get the boundaries and you can get control of this social media platform, if that's where the people are, then, you know, you got to be a chameleon. I mean, and in so many ways, no doubt about it. Liz Peek continues with us. Stay right where you are. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. A Christian couple was arrested in Pakistan for blasphemy simply because they believe in God as revealed in the Bible. Strict religious laws in Pakistan were originally enacted to prevent conflict between people of different faiths, but today they're being misused to justify extreme persecution against religious minorities, especially followers of Christ. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified four unreached people groups in Pakistan who didn't have gospel programming available in their own language. Since then, our boots on the ground have been working to share the gospel and provide hope for those who desperately need it. We know that the only law capable of bringing peace and harmony throughout Pakistan and the rest of the world is the law of Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Contributor Liz Peek continues with us. We were just talking off air. You got two cases here. It's quite interesting. Stephen Miller just filed a complaint, an alleged campaign finance violation that could end up ensnaring Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. This is being reported by Fox News, by the way. 51 former senior intelligence officials, you'll remember, who asserted without evidence in 2020 that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, right? And I think analysts said, Liz, it was about anywhere. I've heard anywhere from 15% to 20% of Democrats said had they known about this information, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. Okay, that's a lot of people. Okay, now by contrast, this guy down in West Palm Beach.
Go ahead with that because that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, there's a guy in West Palm Beach. He's kind of fooling around, throwing out memes. This is 2016. And he puts out a meme directing people to a dead-end phone number in which they could vote. You know, don't bother about, you know, getting in line to vote. Just dial this number, and you can vote via phone. I'm with her and all this kind of stuff. Well, everything's fine, and no harm, no foul. I think his social media impact was about 50,000 people, so very minor compared to 15% of the nation on the other side, right? Possibly. Okay, so anyway, for a minor deal, and the story that he put or the meme that he put out there seemed rather benign. And anyway, the day after Joe Biden takes over the Oval Office, knock knock on the door. He's got 10. Combination of FBI agents, local officials, they arrest him, throw him in jail. He's been now convicted, for committing this incredible crime of, you know, voter influence and disruption and interference and all this sort of stuff. Okay, so here you've got this, and he ends up, it was going to, 10 years was on the line. He ended up getting convicted for 7 months, and it's under appeal. But still, you have this lone citizen here, everyday citizen, you know, believing in freedom of speech, didn't think he was doing anything illegally or that harmful, and, you know, just kind of having fun. And then on the other hand, you got 51 former senior intelligence officials who should have known better that had a greater disruption. And so all the lawsuit, conviction, everything by this young man in West Palm Beach, and the 51 former senior intelligence officials, they got bupkis. Nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I think what that tells you and reminds you is that going back several years now, our law enforcement establishment, particularly the FBI, is corrupt and is politically biased, and people are not treated the same under the law. And for no better example of that, it could be the trial against Donald Trump right now in Manhattan about fraud. About exactly. Fraudulently inflating the value of his properties. And as Eric Trump very eloquently said, it's not like the company ever defaulted on their loans, ever didn't pay their insurance bills, ever actually cost anybody any money. And by the way, the people that they supposedly defrauded are still lining up to do business with the Trump Organization.
Exactly.
So imagine the problems in New York State right now with crime everywhere, all kinds of things going wrong. This is what the Attorney General of the state has brought in terms of her biggest priority, is nailing Donald Trump for doing what, by the way, every real estate developer does, which is inflate the value of their assets. Did he do it more than most? I don't know. Maybe. Who cares? Because when you sit down, Bill, it's so damn stupid. If you are trying to get a loan from a bank, yeah, you say, all right, here's the value of my assets, I'm worth blah, 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 to convince them you're credit worthy. But guess what they do? They take those numbers, they slice them in half, they look at a more realistic assessment, and they say, yeah, we'll still loan to you because you made good on your loans before. We're in the business of making money. You know,
exactly.
We're not weighing in on your ego flattering numbers. So,
right.
I mean, I think, look, I think everybody knows what's going on. That's why I think really this 4-year, 8-year issue with bringing in somebody else is with our next president is incredibly important. If Biden gets another 4 years, we will have had 16 years of Obama, basically.
Yeah.
And that is a very corrosive thing going on in our government. I just read something on Twitter, which I believe is true. I haven't researched it myself, where Biden signed an executive order instructing every federal agency to find people who are on federal aid and get them registered to vote. Help them register to vote. Now, I ask you, if you go around, if you say to every federal agency, identify the tens of thousands of people who are receiving federal aid and who are not voting and register them to vote, how do you think that process is going to go? They're going to sit down and say, hey, you're not registered to vote. By the way, you're getting aid from a Democrat administration. If you don't vote Democrat, I just want to warn you, you know, you could lose that aid. I mean, I find that kind of thing just shocking. I haven't read about this anywhere. I didn't know that Biden had signed this EO, but he did apparently. And that is just sort of yet one more way that Democrats are basically cheating. And and people need to be aware of this. These are not, are they honest and fair elections? They are honest and fair elections with people cheating like mad.
Without a doubt. And the thing is again, like you and I talked about before, you know, Republicans have to step up and meet the resistance. I mean, if that's the rules of play, you got to be mindful of it. And they have to be called out for it. This executive order is disgusting, as much as it was that when Joe Biden decided to go into the strategic oil reserve and open up the fuel to buy votes. And the Democratic Party has consistently, I mean, we're at $33 trillion. If you were to do an analysis on that $33 trillion, how much of that is connected to vote getting from the Democrats?
Oh, believe me, if you look at the American Rescue Act, which I have done, $1.9 trillion that was passed when our economy was in full recovery mode, did not need rescuing in April of 2021. Almost all of it goes to Democrat support groups. And I laughed out loud the other day. I saw a headline in the Financial Times about how most school aid that was in that bill is now depleted. Where do you think that school aid went? It went to the teachers' unions.
Of course.
Look at the Inflation Reduction Act. It goes to all these climate groups that are helpful to the Democrat cause. You and I can follow all this stuff. What the voters need to understand is things are only going to get worse with this government. And it isn't even a question of Joe Biden individually. It's everyone in his cabinet. I've never seen such a D-rated cabinet in my life. Janet Yellen, conceivably the worst Treasury Secretary ever, lies to the American people, politicized, and does not seem to have a clue about inflation being transitory, et cetera, et cetera. The woman is a complete zero. But honestly, we can rant and rave all we want. We got to win some elections.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, Liz, this is, you know, to use one of Barack Obama's famous terms, this is a JV team.
Yeah.
At every turn. I mean, Mayorkas now, you know, Green has is moving to get him impeached. You know, so that's been hanging out there. We'll see.
Rightly so, by the way.
Yeah.
Rightly so. He is not doing his job.
No, without a doubt. You had tweeted out that, you know, we made mention of this, the anti-Semitic attacks up 214% last month, you know, and this is in light of what Christopher Wray said. You know, it's interesting because you've got what Jews represent about 4% of the population in the United States. And yet the attacks on Jews, 60%. But yet, you know, here, you know, we need to have a czar for Islamophobia, right?
Yes, of course we do, because that's the biggest problem facing the United States. Look, nothing they do makes sense. It's all vote getting. It's all about slicing and dicing the population. Barack Obama started that, and Joe Biden has put it on steroids. It's very damaging to the country.
Well, and the other thing, too, and you said this earlier, the Republicans have got to get the message squared away on abortion. They've got to all get on the same page and figure this thing out. They're all over the place on this deal, right? And leaves the opening for Democrats. But look at Hakeem Jeffries finally made the announcement. He said, we want abortion without restrictions.
Did he say
I thought that?
That
was, yeah, he said that. Was reported.
And they have been lying about that.
Exactly.
Saying, that's what the Republicans are misrepresenting our view. No, we're not. That's what they want.
Liz Peek, thank you.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain,
stressing and scratching? It's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. Won't offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 9 subpoenas and 10 interview requests this week, a sign that the possible impeachment of Biden is gearing up. The Kentucky congressman on Fox News last night.
We're going to be asking around 24 people that have a great deal of knowledge about just exactly what the Bidens were doing and who the people were that were wiring the money from the foreign countries to the Bidens. We're going to be talking to every one of them and trying to connect the dots with the evidence we've already accumulated, which is primarily bank records.
Forbes is reporting Hunter Biden's net worth, $285 million. Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia will not seek a re-election next year. The Democrat made the announcement on social media yesterday afternoon. He called it one of the toughest decisions of his life. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Dr. John Zemerick, Senior Editor of Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks. I mean, I was better before the recent vote, recent elections, which were very discouraging.
Yeah, like all votes, yes, it's discouraging and telling. And it demonstrates to people who believe in life that, you know, the battle continues. You know, you just cannot roll over. I mean, look at the reason we're supporting life is we're trying to help people not to continue, you know, to stop from going into cement walls. This is injurious. Choosing death is not a good thing. And we have a message that we must hold to, we must unite around, and we've got to do better with our messaging. We also have to do better in terms of raising money. I mean, if you're outspent, 20-1, it's like, wait a minute, do you really believe in life? If you really believe in life, then, you know, you may have to put your money where your mouth is, right?
Yeah, we have to remember, they're trying to cast our position as extreme. Their position was once considered extreme. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. It was once considered extreme to say that school children could be castrated based on psychiatric problems they might be having without their parents' knowledge. 5 years ago, that was an extreme position. It used to be considered extreme to say that Muslim terrorists should come to America and be able to kill Jews in the streets. But now that's getting mainstream. So the whole idea of what's mainstream or what's extreme is meaningless. It is a temporary indicator. It's like sitting in an airplane and saying, oh, we're over Ohio. This is an Ohio airplane. Guess what? In 20 minutes, it won't be an Ohio airplane anymore. What is considered extreme and what is considered mainstream, these are just marks on the football field as you push the ball up or down the field. And anybody who says that a real pro-life position is extreme is himself a pro-abortion supporter. Mm-hmm. Nikki Haley is running for president of Planned Parenthood, and I think she deserves the job.
Yeah, it, you know, to hear her talk, I mean, she's talking about negotiating instead of what is the mission? What are you trying to do? If you really are pro-life, then that's your stance, is it not?
How about negotiating from a position of strength? You attain a position of strength, and then maybe you grant concessions. You don't march in with a white flag, kneel down, and beg for scraps. And that's what that contemptible warmongering hack, Nikki Haley, who has lied about virtually every campaign promise she ever made, she started the whole campaign of tearing down historic statues and monuments that swept the country. She's the one who started it, using as a pretext some psycho who shot up a black school and had like a crayon drawing of a Confederate flag in his trailer. She used that as the pretext to tear down historic statues. She has lied about everything she's ever run for. She is everything that's wrong with the Republican Party. She's Jeb Bush in bad drag. She's like the drag queen story hour version of Jeb.
It's the five inch hills, John. That's what it is. That she uses, you know, as she says, for offense, you know. So, and it's amazing, John, you know, you point out these things, how much cover she's received. Obviously, you know, the Democrats love her for, you know, all the right reasons.
When she was at the UN, pro-lifers begged her to do something to stop the U.S. promoting abortion in Catholic countries and Muslim countries. She did absolutely nothing. She actually helped Planned Parenthood. This woman should be shouted down and pelted with rotten vegetables every time she tries to appear among conservatives. And the idea that she can show her face without being laughed out of the auditorium tells you everything you need to know about why the Republicans lose and the Democrats win. The people who win are the zealots. The people who win are the ones who don't back down, who make it clear they're going to keep showing up and keep showing up and keep showing up. And it's just easier to give in to them. That's how the tiny minority of radical Muslims in Europe managed to make their movement strong and bring in millions of their co-religionists. And now they're major political forces in European countries. How did they do that? By being implacable. By saying, I've got nothing to lose. If you're going to impose on me a society that is abortion up through birth, guess what? I don't care what else happens to it. I'm not going to defend the country. I don't care what happens to the country. If you're bringing it under God's judgment this way, you're not going to get my vote on any other issue. In other words, the Republican Party needs to know, if it abandons the pro-life issue, we won't show up and vote. We will let the Democrats win. Let them have Sodom and Gomorrah. We're not looking back.
You know, John, Nikki Haley has insisted that the Democrats need to draw the line, need to be honest and say what is their position on abortion. You know, when should it take place? Pick a week. And Hakeem Jeffries announced that, to the moment of birth. He made the announcement that this is, you know, the Democratic policy. So what else do you need to hear?
Exactly. I mean, it's obvious that they want no restrictions on it. They want no restrictions on castrating children. Mm-hmm. Kids who are too young to get tattoos without parental permission. Now, thanks to this Ohio amendment, will be able to get sex change procedures. There is no bottom. There is no limit to the insanity of the Democrats, because they're no longer a political party run by human beings. They are a movement driven by principalities and powers like the gathering swine galloping towards the cliff to jump down and drown in the sea.
Exactly.
The Gadarene Swine Party, that should be their emblem. I have another piece, a piece at stream.org, where I endorse a Democratic nominee. Her name is Heather Presdee, P-R-E-S-D-E-E. She was a nurse in Pennsylvania who murdered 17 of her patients by lethal injection. And I think she would be the perfect standard bearer for the Democrats. Admittedly, Whitmer and Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom, they murdered a lot more people during the COVID panic by intentionally dumping virus patients in nursing homes.
Exactly.
They wouldn't let kids go to school, but they dumped virus patients in nursing homes. Ask them why. Why'd you do that? There were empty beds in hospitals. The USS Comfort sat empty in New York Harbor. No patients on it. Samaritan's Purse was empty in Central Park. And Cuomo was dumping virus patients in nursing homes to kill the most vulnerable American citizens in his state. Korean War veterans, great-grandmothers, they were isolated. They didn't get visits from clergy or family members. They were kept behind plastic. Then they were denied religious burial, and they were incinerated in biohazard bags the way they do aborted babies and pets from kill shelters. That is what the Democrats did to adult cogent American citizens and voters in their nursing homes, and we know what they're doing to unborn children. How much more information do you need? If the Republicans aren't willing to talk about this stuff and to confront the Democrats with this at every possible opportunity, then we're going to lose and we're going to deserve it. If we let people like the January 6th protesters be persecuted by FBI manhunt for taking selfies at the Capitol, meanwhile, all the rioters who burned American cities got some of them got compensation from judges apologizing because the police interrupted their looting spree. You can't make this stuff up. I used to write satirical stuff. They've put me out of a job. You can't write satire. It's outmatched by the headlines the very next day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was talking with some of the boys from Babylon Bee a couple of weeks ago.
Life must be hard. I don't envy them.
It just writes itself, John. You know, it's just all right there. It's in the headlines, just as you said. It is amazing what has happened, you know, to our society, as you say, that Governor Cuomo and Newsom and the rest of them can get away with murder. Yeah, they can get away with murder. And so what did they get Cuomo on? A sexual harassment charge? That gets him out of his office after he killed all these people?
Yes. It's like a satire. I've got another piece at Skin.org.
I'll tell you what, before we go there, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek. Stay with us.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Coca-Cola is making everyday game day at Burger King. For a limited time, get a $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle on the Burger King app. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle lets you enjoy two Whopper sandwiches, two original chicken sandwiches, 16-piece chicken nuggets, two small fries, and two small fountain drinks. Whether you're tailgating or big screening, have it your way with a bundle big enough to feed the whole family. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is your ticket to memorable game day fun. It's a winning play. So go to your local Burger King restaurant and satisfy your hunger for the big game. The $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is available now through November 30th at participating Burger King restaurants. And while you're in the BK app, test your skills and play Sip, Throw, and Score to get cool Burger King perks every day. See offer terms at bk.com/terms. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zemarek continues with us, senior editor at stream.org. I got a question for John. He wrote about this, and it left me with these questions. You know, what is white guilt? Who qualifies for it? How do you know if you got it? And what must we do to extricate ourselves from this cancer that is encroaching on every aspect of our civilization, John?
That's right. And my piece at the stream is, can the blood of Jesus wash away white guilt? And the point is, white guilt is not a real Christian repentance. White guilt is a form of virtue signaling and a psychological coping mechanism that allows insecure people to feel better about themselves, to feel morally and socially superior to other white people. It has nothing to do, actually, with helping black or brown or yellow people at all. Mm-hmm. All white guilt is about feeling superior to other white people. It's just a status thing. The most elite thing you could possibly do is to be blasé and international and multicultural. You know, I fly Swiss Air business class all the time, and the businessmen I meet from Qatar and Saudi Arabia are positively charming people. And so I think Islam is a beautiful religion because everyone I meet in the Emirates Air Lounge is just absolutely charming. Mm-hmm. It is an elite accoutrement, like having a Gucci bag or a Fendi suitcase. And it is a way of feeling superior or trying to feel superior. Among Catholics and evangelicals, it's a way to try and pass yourself off as a member of a more historically prestigious church, like the Episcopal Church, which has nice buildings on Park Avenue and Beacon Hill and has adopted the most radically leftist social values. But you see, you can afford that. You're not going to be harmed by that because you live in a gated community, and for you, immigration's a bonus because it means more nannies for your kids, more gardeners for your estate, more posh, fancy, multicultural restaurants you can dine at. So the idea of actually looking out for your group and worrying about its interests and fearing that your group is going to be subject to discrimination or mistreatment, that is a low-status thing to do. That's the kind of thing that poor minorities do. But if you want to show how
posh and superior you are, you're going to be all noblesse oblige. Oh, tear down our statues. Oh, yes, America was founded as a racist conspiracy of slave owners. I remember 4 years ago when they came out with the 1619 Project, which said that America was founded in 1776 by a bunch of slave owners who were afraid that George III planned to free the slaves. That is literally what the 1619 Project said was the purpose of the American founding. Even left-wing historians knew that was garbage and called it out as such. But the New York Times and the Pulitzer Committee promoted it, and teachers' unions took it up. It's now being taught as history all across the country, especially in blue cities and blue states. This crackpot conspiracy theory, every bit as nuts as the protocols of the elders of Zion that the Nazis used to spread about the Jews. In fact, I call the 1619 Project the protocols of the elders of Jamestown.
Exactly. Yeah, it's amazing, John. It's like you want to tell people, if you hate this country so bad, go find your own. Go create your own country. You know, if we really are that bad, and for organizations like, you know, Pulitzer, the Pulitzer organization, to give a prize to something as bogus as this, that even it couldn't even withstand peer pressure, legitimate peer pressure, it couldn't withstand it, right? And it's honored.
We have to remember the left are maggots, and they need a dead body they can feed on it. The left are scavengers. They've never built anything. What has the left ever built?
Exactly.
The Soviet Union, how'd that work out? Communist Cambodia, North Korea, Cuba, California. Look at California. We have refugees arriving here in Dallas every day. Coming out of California, they look like people from the Dust Bowl showing up in the Grapes of Wrath. They're just so glad to have gotten out of that quasi-totalitarian state. I've got another piece of the stream asking how long it will be before the left wants to practice euthanasia on transgender people. Now, that sounds provocative. Why would they do that? Mm-hmm. Well, in Canada, which is completely ruled by the left, they're almost a one-party state, they're doing euthanasia on the mentally ill. They're already doing euthanasia on the mentally ill. People who are clinically depressed, instead of getting treatment from the government, are being euthanized. In the Netherlands and in Belgium, depressed people are getting euthanized because it's cheaper. And socialized medicine, you've got to cut costs somehow.
Yeah. Well, now, you don't want to say you're having a bad day. If anybody asks you, how's it going today, John? Oh, just wonderful.
Yes, happy, I mean, happy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Euthanasias will continue until morale improves.
And why are we surprised about Canada anyway? Because Trudeau, he looks to China as the standard.
Yeah.
Right?
So if depressed people are expensive to care for, you know who's really expensive? People who want sex change operations and gender transition and hormones, and who then want to take over women's sports, who want special treatment in prisons. Transgender people are a very pricey luxury.
And it's a high maintenance issue, John, because look at, you know, who's going to pay for my drugs now? You gave me this, and now the regimen of drugs till the day I die. Well, maybe sooner, because we can't afford to, you know, continue to give you these drugs to keep your hormonal balance, right?
The same liberals who want to abort children with Down syndrome are going to want to euthanize the transgenders once they add up the bills. And the only people who will be defending them and speaking up against this will be Christians like you and me who believe human life is sacred, including the life of people afflicted by transgenderism and the crazy ideologies that are ruining their lives.
John, let me ask you something here, because, you know, I still have four kids in California, $7 a gallon for gas there. And as you say, the migration out of California, it's like, what happens when we run out of states, when there's nowhere else to go? Where do we go?
That is the goal. They want to turn Texas blue. They want to turn all the conservative states blue. They don't want there to be any escape. Look, they're globalists. They want every country to have the same evil policies. That's Pope Francis's goal. He's working with China and George Soros and Klaus Schwab to enforce uniform leftist globalist standards on the entire planet so that there is no escape, like in Orwell's 1984, where all you have are three big totalitarian societies that are essentially cooperating while they pretend to fight against each other. And that's why globalism is so ominous, because it is it's the jail cell doors closing all around the planet.
And the thing that's amazing, John, if Klaus Schwab, just like, you know, in the worst nightmare, that he takes a globalist takeover America, how long do you think it'll take before they start drilling?
Well, green energy will never meet our energy needs unless we collapse the standard of living to be roughly what it was in the 13th or 14th century, when the global population was one-seventh what it is now. And you see these people saying we need to reduce the global population by 70, 80, 90%. They're calling for mass death. They're openly calling for genocide.
Yes.
Again, it's impossible to satirize this. It's hard even to repeat it without sounding like a crazy person. If you just soberly repeat what the left is doing and what it wants, you sound like you're someone who wrote a paranoid conspiracy novel in the 1990s and sold it self-published at gun shows.
Exactly. Well, John, you know, the thing is that once you've had a taste of the banquet table, this is the experience of Christianity. Once you've experienced the grace of God, how do you expect anything less than? And you can annihilate, you know, billions of people, but you've got too many people who have experienced the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I don't know how you can hold that back. You know, so something has got to happen. You know, there either will be a revolt this side of heaven, or Jesus comes back and settles it once and for all.
Yeah, you know, I've always said end times people are way too optimistic. I'm afraid we have thousands of years of mediocrity ahead of us. I'm waiting for NBC to release Law and Order DEI. I expect Taylor Swift to replace Barack Obama as president for life. I mean, I can see all the ways this can and will get worse, but, you know, there's always the meteorites. God still controls the meteorites, and I'm at the point where I'm kind of hoping for one. Like a dinosaur-level extinction event.
Well, you know, he does warn in his word that lest man would destroy himself, God has to intervene. And we're wondering, okay, how much more of this insanity and destruction and embrace of death can this environment, this world, handle without God's intervention? 40 seconds left, John.
Well, if you want some hope, go get hold of the movie After Death. It's a beautiful movie about people who've experienced the presence of God in near-death experiences, and it reminds you that there is hope despite all of it.
Amen. Dr. John Zemarek, author, senior editor at Stream.org. Thank you, John. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. This is how we do it.